The fall sports postseason is underway. Richland Center Ithaca will be involved in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference cross-country meet going on tonight at Lancaster. This week I spoke with RCI coach Eric Mindum.
Setting up to be a great race. A lot of the teams are in the conference this year are really competitive. We've got some runners that are in the mix, both for the boys and the girls. So we're really excited to get to Lancaster Thursday and see how it goes.
Who are the teams to beat in both boys and girls?
For the girls team, it's going to be quite a race between the defending champs, Dodgeville, Monroe Point, and then Lancaster girls, who have beat them a couple times this year. And then we think we're knocking on that door, too, to get a little bit closer to those two on our girls team. And for the boys, Dodgeville, Monroe Point is probably by far the toughest team in the conference at this point, the way they're running. But then there'll be a tight race between us, and Platteville's been nipping at our heels, and the other three teams are looking strong as well.
As far as your teams, you battled a few injuries this year, haven't you?
We really have. The boys team, we just haven't had everybody at full strength for a race yet. We think we're about as close to that as we can be. We've just had some different things going on. And for the girls, they've showed a lot of toughness, kind of fighting through some pain and injuries as well. But definitely been hit with the injury bug on the boys' side this year.
Tell us about the course at Lancaster. I know you're well aware, but are there some challenges there?
We're expecting it to be a hilly course. They're going to have a new course this year. I've had some conversations with the Lancaster head coach, Reynolds, over there. So they're doing their best job to put together a good course, and I'm excited. I think it's a good preview of what we'll run again at sectionals. And so with some similar courses here on out, we get to design our practices accordingly without having to have too much variance there. So we run in the hills here in Southwest Wisconsin. We kind of expect that. So I think we'll be comfortable with it.
Richland Center Ithaca cross-country coach Eric Mindum. The Southwest Conference meet is at Lancaster this afternoon. Riverdale is playing host to the SWAL teams. The Chieftains are coached by Chris Simonson.
Thursday, we will be hosting conference for the SWAL this year.
That's pretty exciting. A great chance for the home team, isn't it?
It is. The kids were really looking forward to having back-to-back meets at our home site. So, you know, they feel really good about our course. It's a fast course. It's a full 5K, but the times there are just blazingly fast because it's flat and there aren't a lot of physical challenges to the course. You know, no hills, no sand, nothing like that. So athletes usually enjoy running on our course.
Good luck to the SWAL cross-country teams heading out for conference meets tonight. Also, it's volleyball, the last night of the regular season, and some key matchups will be on hand at Ithaca. The Bulldogs have captured at least a share of the Ridge and Valley Conference title. They can win it outright with a win over Wazika Steuben tonight. 7:15 match time on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. DeSoto is at Kickapoo, Seneca at Lafarge Youth Initiative, and Weston at North Crawford. In the SWAL, Mineral Point at Iowa Grant, Boscobel at Fenimore. Southwestern is home against Riverdale. Darlington is at Cuba City. In the Southwest Conference, Richland Center has a chance to win at least a co-conference championship. They have to beat Prairie du Chien on their home court tonight. Platteville is at River Valley. Platteville is tied with the Hornets, both at 7-2 in the Southwest Conference League. And Lancaster will be taking on Dodgeville in another Southwest Conference meet. The WIA has released the pairings for next week's tournament. The postseason will get underway for high school volleyball teams next week, and several teams from the area have had good enough seasons where they will have first-round byes. Ithaca will have the night off Tuesday and will play the winner of Lafarge and North Crawford. Seneca will have the night off and a bye, and Wunniwak Center takes on Cooley Christian Providence. And Weston will be at Wazika Steuben on the opening night of the tournament on Tuesday night. Division 4, Riverdale will travel to Kickapoo for the first match. The winner of that will take on Brookwood in that next round. And Boscobel will be at Fenimore on the opening night with the winner to face Cashton. Richland Center, indeed, has a night off on the first night of the tournament in Division III this year. The Hornets are fourth seed. They'll play the winner of either number 5, Luther, or number 12, Prairie du Chien, in the second round next Thursday. Mauston will play at Darlington as well, and Aquinas has a first-round bye, as does Dodgeville. River Valley travels to number 6 seed Westby next week on Tuesday night, and Viroqua will host Lancaster. The WIA pairings are out for high school soccer as well. Richland Center and River Valley both have a first-round bye in Division IV, and they will meet at 7 o'clock on next Thursday night, at the River Valley pitch. Also, it will be Mauston taking on Faith Christian Williams on Tuesday night. Dodge Point will play Cambridge Deerfield on Tuesday night, and Jefferson will host Prairie du Chien River Ridge Seneca. Bowling scores to report on from the Merchants League. Gurner Farms had a 28-98 series, Babbling Springs 28-27, and AutoZone 27-92. Gauger Salvage a 10-23, Bubbling Springs a 9-93, Gurner Farms a 9-83. Jason Gurner had a 700 series, Jeff Seckman a 690, Hank McNamer a 679. Top game, Hank McNamer a 275, Jason Gurner a 265, Matthew Thomas a 258 in the Merchants Bowling League. Sports on the state of Wisconsin scene. The Northwestern Wildcats are coming off their best game of the season when they travel to Wisconsin this weekend. They defeated Maryland 37-10 last time out. The visitors to Camp Randall Stadium say winning the turnover battle is the key to winning the Big Ten Conference game. Successful at running the ball earlier in the season, the Wildcats hope to exploit a Badgers defense that has struggled when defending the ground game. Houston Texans coach D'Amico Ryan says his team will be facing the best quarterback it has seen this season in Jordan Love. The Texans have become an NFL power in less than a season and a half. Houston's defense has made life miserable for several opposing quarterbacks, including MVP candidate Josh Allen. Despite missing two games, Love is second in the league with a dozen touchdown passes. On the other hand, he's also second in passes intercepted with 6. Sunday kickoff at Lambeau Field will be at noon. The new NFL weekend begins this evening. Thursday night football in the conference has Denver playing at New Orleans. Brandon McManus officially back in the NFL. The Packers signed him to replace struggling rookie kicker Braden Narveson. He will be on the roster to kick for Sunday's game against the Texans. Shohei Ohtani had a 3-run home run to punctuate the Dodgers' 8-0 victory over the Mets in Game 3 of the National League Championship Series. Kike Hernandez had a 2-run shot to make it 4-0 in the 6th and waved to the Citi Field crowd he had quieted. Los Angeles rebounded from a loss at home and grabbed a 2-1 lead in the best-of-7 series. And also in Brewer news, top prospect Brock Wilken is one of the Brewer players competing in the Arizona Complex League. Wilken is still trying to bounce back from taking a fastball to the ribs last May. Although he's ranked Milwaukee's 8th best minor leaguer, he hit just .199 in Double-A last season with 17 home runs. The Brewers hope to develop Wilken's plus power for the big league lineup as soon as possible. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.